Hello there. It's me, the Colonel. It don't take a bona fide Einstein genius to know that I'm an oldie-fashioned sort. But when it comes to the subjugation of marriage rights, why, I reckon I'm a bit more progressive than my pals down at Chick-fil-A. Yep, let it be known that Colonel Sanders loves the gays. Hell, I might even be gay.
Hey, Colonel, dinner's almost ready.
Be right there, O'Marion.
Create O'Marion.
How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, always a pleasure to have you, Howie. I always like working with talent.
Hey.
I tried to get us a third for this MFM threesome.
And what happened?
Even an MMF threesome, you know, it's what you gonna do, but it's just M on M today.
Hey, these things happen, man. I always enjoy it. It's a shame that we didn't get this man on man for yesterday at Chick-fil-A, but... You know.
Yeah, yeah. What was the whole concept yesterday? If you walked in and like fingered each other, you would get a parfait. What was the promotion?
Yeah, I think you would walk out with a spicy chicken something something. So
that works for me. I don't know how Chick-fil-A handled the gays that were supposed to bum rush their place.
Put it this
yesterday.
Way, I think no news is good news. I was expecting like. Riots and like,
yeah, chicken grease being flung into pretty well lotioned faces and all kinds of horrors. But it looks like there wasn't anything too bad. I don't know what the numbers were though for the sales, because that was the big thing on Wednesday. It was, if you're against gay marriage, I hate when people like when people who stand against something say I'm pro this, like pro life. It's like, no, you're anti-choice. So I hate when people say they're pro-family values. It's like, no, you're anti-gays getting married. Like, stop rewording it.
Actually, I believe they're for free speech, John.
That's fine,
too.
That's
why I win. No, I didn't go. I'm just saying, like, that is the current shield that people can hide behind.
That's a weird thing where it's like, I believe in free speech and I don't like that this guy got criticized for what he said. That's the definition of free speech.
Yeah.
He had the right to say it, and... Something might happen because of why he said that isn't criminal in nature. Nothing legal happened to him.
Yeah, like
Dan
and
Kathy.
The only thing that was a problem was the mayors of Boston and Chicago saying, I'm going to use my political position as a public official.
Yeah, which I'm not cool with those guys doing that, by the way. Like, your concern should be bringing money into your damn city.
I would vote against them for saying that. That's a little twisted.
I wouldn't go that extreme with it, but I'm lazy politically.
Okay, yeah, it's just with those
that
guys...
That would require thought. Like, you took it to steps 2 and 3. I would just be like, which mayor kills babies and is okay with the gays? All right, I vote
I
for
mean,
you.
To be honest with you, I probably would have to vote for them because, like, the alternative might be pretty scary. So.
Yeah. So, it's just a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing for the gays that went out on Friday, because Wednesday's whole deal was you went there if you supported traditional marriage... And you bought a sandwich, which is the ultimate form of American protest. It's like, I get to get fat. Swish. This beats the hell out of voting. So they had huge numbers, but what do the gays get to do? Do they prove they purchase at Chick-fil-A too? Because Chick-fil-A is just going to take their money and then...
Give it to the Family Research Council or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Cures gays with prayer or whatever. Quote unquote cures.
Makes it
praise
a,
them straight.
Makes it a crime in Nigeria and other countries, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that panned out. I don't know if they just went there to kiss tastefully. I like how Glad said, just don't get too saucy with your kissing.
Yeah.
Keep it tasteful. Because Middle America's cool with you guys giving each other a peck on the lips. I mean, I'll level with you, man. I'm all for gay rights. I see two dudes kissing, I still lose my crap. I'm just like... Really? You're a guy and he's a guy. But whatever. I'm a child.
What do you do when it's two women?
Two women?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like a scene I've downloaded, I take off my pants. But in real life...
Yeah, let's talk about real life, bro. You know what I'm talking about.
I take a nice sip of water. By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with me today. Howard, do I give your last name? I always forget the protocols here.
Halfbreed Highland is the name.
Howard Halfbreed Highland. There you go. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. That's got links to everything we do out there. The most important things on that site, though, it's got all of my writing. It's got every last one of these radio shows. It's got the link to subscribe to us via iTunes. It's got our Twitter accounts, except for Howard's. He had to take that off so he could act like a professional. But it's got mine. I'm at Papa's Basement. You've also got the Facebook.com/Papa's Basement link, which, again, contains a lot of our material. And I do a little writing on the Facebook page that I don't do elsewhere. I do a lot of tweets that don't show up on the Facebook or the website. So subscribe to everything so I can have the biggest online penis of all. Because that's all this is. It's just an online inches contest.
Yeah. Just to compensate for the small penis you have in real life.
Yeah. Well, you know, it has its moments, but if it's not sufficiently, like, really stimulated, it can be lackluster. It's like my performance in school.
Right.
The subjects I really cared about it was, wow, look at this A-plus student go. But if it was, I don't know, Algebra 2, and right. I really didn't care. It was, I know you can do better. I know you're not a C student, even though you're staring at the proof, you know, limp in your hand. So I see two women kissing in real life. It's not nearly the shock to me, but I grew up with lesbian neighbors. They never had PDAs, but it just, that was part of the fabric of my childhood. Yeah, I was like, oh.
Jane and Susan.
My neighbor has two aunts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or his mom has a special friend. I forget how it's passed off. I think they're just roommates. You know, lifelong roommates. Whatever. I don't care. Just because I laugh because I can't handle the reality of things. I didn't grow up around a lot of gay people. I'm sorry.
Although that does set you apart. You do have a lesbian couple living next door that you hang out with.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. They used to babysit me and crap.
Yeah.
I turned out. Well, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't let the right wing ever find out that any gay people at any part of my upbringing in any way, shape, or form.
It does take away from the movement.
Yeah.
This? Yeah. You're responsible for this?
I literally gagged on the words, I turned out just fine, before they made it out of my yap hole. But you can't just blame my gay neighbors. Because my mom...
They would try, though. Fox News would try.
They would. My mom's a special piece of work, though. To this day, this was actually going to be the little opening joke that I rolled with, but it seamlessly segues into what made me who I am. I got a call. I was out at Whole Foods, and it's her birthday tomorrow. So, Mom, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Maria.
Oh, isn't that sweet of you, Howie? Happy birthday tomorrow. God, what age is she? I think she's the funny one. I think she's 69.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole year.
That's going to be the story.
Oh, yeah. She's going to love that for 5 seconds. So I'm out in my childhood bed, which I believe was replaced maybe when I was 12. And the mattress is just beat to hell because it's a child's bed and it wasn't meant for a hulking 200-pound man to collapse in abject failure upon it every evening. And so it's pitted out in the middle at this point.
Right.
It's like a Jamaican beef pocket of just fat and fat sweaty Greek every evening. And we're finally getting those replaced, at least my bed, because it's just fallen to hell. There's a spring out of the box spring that has gone all the way through the mattress, so you can't even flip it around. You can just turn it 180 degrees, but the same spring will still dig into my kidney.
Oh geez.
So I have to put a comforter on top of it just so I can sleep.
Hey, can we complete the image? Like, are you replacing this with, like, a grown person bed, or are we going round two with a twin?
No, it's just another baby bed.
All right.
It's still horrible because she insists on keeping this wooden frame that was, like, built by slave labor, probably. It's so old. Yeah. It's ancient, this frame that she rescued from her mother's house. And because I guess people weren't massive slobs back then, maybe a twin bed wasn't an insufferable hell.
Right.
But this day and age, everyone's fat. This is America 2012. Chick-fil-A voting and what have you. And anything less than a queen, you might as well be sleeping on a bed of nails.
Yeah.
as people fling bodily waste on you. That's just how I feel. So I've at least got a better version of the bed of nails that was getting delivered today and put in.
Oh, today. Okay.
Today, while I was out, actually. And I get a ring from my mom. And I answer. I'm like, yeah, what's up? She goes, I wanted you to be the first call on my call list just in case they try to rape me. That's her thought process. Anyone coming into the house, chance, however small, she's going to get raped. Now, my mom, not bad for 69, but she's not Sally Fields. She's not Bo Derek. She's not eminently rapeable, which I will always bring up. And she replies, it's a crime of anger, not passion. And I always reply back, he'd have to be one angry man. But, yeah, Howard, you're sitting there in a stunned silence. That's just, why would you call your son so he can listen as the cell phone's knocked out of your hand and then Jorge and Hector take turns on your prone form? Why would you not call 911? They're the ones that kind of stop rapes.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm telling you now, I was at Whole Foods eating a cannoli for breakfast. God, what is wrong with me? I'm sitting there eating my cannoli for breakfast, watching men's volleyball. Watched U.S. take out the Russians. USA, USA.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right there. And if I hear that, I might, for the sake of convenience, assume you're prank calling me, even though she's not going to do that. I would think, oh, you kidder. I might be worried 5 minutes later when I'm done with this delicious confection, but until then, you're probably fine. You're just joshing.
That is quite a dampener on the cannoli experience. Like, me personally, I would have to concur with that. I'm impressed you were able to suspend your reaction.
Well, literally, as soon as I heard the words, I wanted this to be the first number, and I just know her brain's going to a bad place as soon as she spit that out. Because this isn't my first time at the rodeo.
Right.
I get this all the time. She'll stay up when she can't reach Will, because if Will's ever in danger, my brother, he would call her and not the police. There's this weird belief in her head that she can control things, and where she can't accept the abject cruelty and randomness that life is.
All right, in defense of Maria, just because I believe this is common to many old people,
mm-hmm.
with the proliferation.
She was doing this 20 years ago, but continue.
I'm saying with the proliferation of television programs, beginning with like America's Most Wanted, which came up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say all the Lifetime she watches.
It's
which
on
has been
Lifetime.
Replaced with QVC, by the way.
The
so.
Oprah Winfrey Network also just riddled with real crime shows where it's just like, and that's when the delivery man with the bed showed up and raped the old lady.
It's just
they just have all those on television now.
It's so strange. That is what speaks to women. Like, doesn't that weird you out? Like, guy networks, you watch Spike, which it's a little chest-beaty for my taste, but it's aiming itself at a male audience.
You don't hang out with the Fox News crew, man. I'm telling you, like,
what, like a lot of conservative dudes, or
they watch these crime programs primarily geared towards like reinforcing their belief that minorities only commit violent criminal activities. So, I mean, this is like, I go over to my mom's
house.
Well, it's
not a belief. That's kind of just a numerical fact, but continue.
But there's a lot of shows that are just dedicated to, and that's when the colored killed someone else on a home invasion. Keep your shotgun next to your bed. Second Amendment forever. There's a lot of this on television. It just applies across
what
the board.
What channel, though?
Oh, crap. Real TV, I think, which is that station they put a bunch of basketball on during the NCAA tournament.
Do you mean True TV?
True TV, whatever.
I watch that. It's just got the old Jewish guy in Detroit ripping off black people.
I haven't seen that.
Which one of the 19 pawn shows is that?
No, I think they do it on like Friday nights. I'm telling you, there are nights that they just fill their programming
just
on these channels. It's like Friday, Saturday night, scaring the crap out of old people. Yeah.
Oh, no. Whenever I'm on True TV, Will's a big fan of that network. He got turned on by some white trash ex of his.
Right.
Well, she's like half white, half Mexican, so I don't know what the hell. She's two kinds of trash. She was trashy being that one. God, why can't I remember her name? I almost hit it, too. That's embarrassing on my part. God, it's Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars
is the one with the fat guy and the older fat guy and the younger fat guy. There's a lot of blubber on Pawn Stars,
which is not surprising.
It's just, well, yeah, they sit at a counter all effing day. That's how they made their living. Maybe it's just a cruel irony, too, like suggesting they're porn stars. And it's like, well, I wouldn't touch that. Oh, no. Hardcore Pawn. Maybe it's Hardcore Pawn.
Pawn.
They're all just plays on porn.
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be like black on white Pawn, kitty Pawn, anal Pawn.
Yeah. Anal Pawn would be hilarious.
Yeah, just go for broke. If you're going to be played out and stupid, take that thing. Take it to the limit, Don Henley. I believe it's Hardcore Pawn, and it's got Les, just this old Jewish guy flinging diamonds and gold, and his two ugly effing kids. He's got the two Seth.
That's some Seth true TV is right there.
His ugly effing son, who's just an incompetent boob who will never get out of his dad's shadow. And then the daughter, who looks exactly like Joel Goldstein that we used to have on the show for sports. It looks like Joel in a wig with big, droopy teats.
Oh, my gosh.
Handsome lady. That's what I know True TV for. That's the only show I'll really stick around for on that program. There's once in a while, you'll go inside a Supermax prison, and I like that.
Mm.
Where it's like, look, he made a mace out of a razor blade and a old Crest toothbrush.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I can't keep that network straight. I couldn't name a single show on it.
There's
on
just that Pawn one, and that's all due to Will coming in, and he's just got some trashy TV habits. I'm one of those dudes who likes to think the TV I watch is special and different. Like, True Blood is as low as I sink. And there was a time I would have stuck up for True Blood. I wouldn't have let you just laugh it right out of here. Now I would be the one leading that charge. It's a piece of crap now. It's just a guilty pleasure. They've abandoned any sort of metaphors. They're all up their own ass. It's exactly like Buffy, where season one, Buffy made a lot of sense because it was a metaphor for going through your period.
Yeah.
If you're a young girl, all the changes in high school. And by season five, you're learning about the secret world of the Slayers and vampire afterlives. Just bless. No one cares about it. It just got so far up its own ass.
Yeah, I hate American television because no one ever writes the end of the series. They just continue to bleed us dry.
Just keep going for broke. Yeah. And apparently it kept going for seasons like Joss Whedon, that piece of crap, kept going for comic book seasons after the fact. There's like three seasons straight to comic book that just were even more BS-y. It's Star Wars George Lucas syndrome, when having a small budget and being kept from what you want to do is a good thing for some directors.
Yeah.
You listen to George Lucas talk about the original Star Wars, like the good ones. And he's like, oh, I would have changed this. I would have changed that. We didn't have the budget for this. We didn't have the technology for that. He would have made a horrible movie if he had his druthers.
That's kind of his MO now.
And now he has all the technology in the world and all the money in the world to make really bad movies.
Yeah, episode two, I think, is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
The Clones one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to kind of think that one was okay. It's putrid. I don't mind three so much because three nakedly plunders 4, 5, and 6. Even 6, it can kind of eat my ass.
And he even had to hire Tom Stoppard to fix it.
Which one?
Number 3.
Really?
He brought in Tom Stoppard after the second one got so horrendously canned.
I mean, the first was bad. The second was bad.
I kind of enjoyed the first one because there was something going. It wasn't great. I'm not going to pretend like it lived up to the first three. But it gave me hope that 2 and 3 would be, like, worthwhile.
I guess. And then 2 was the real disappointment.
2 was horrible. Oh, my gosh. Like, the love scene, like, I wanted to walk out when they're, I think they edited out some of the, like, falling in love storyline, which was completely not believable.
Well, it was so bizarre because why not? I've not heard one good argument for why the princess starts out, like, 12 years older than the kid. And so she just seems like a total cougar. Banging him later down the line. Why are they two little kids? She's a horrible actress anyhow. At least in the context of those films. Natalie Portman's garbage.
She was fine in 1. I think it
was. She was wooden as hell.
She was supposed to be in that one.
I'm just.
Step off my girl. All right.
Why don't. Okay, fine. If you're into like little midgets with A cups, have at. I'm not going to stand between you and those little boys. Christ. Our show friend, if you will, Richie Killiam, was always obsessed with Natalie Portman. Never got that. Never get anyone into Natalie Portman.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Like a pretty face with just that little of a body.
I think I'm down with her being laid back. I think I like her for different reasons than other people.
Like Mila Kunis is Natalie Portman done right.
Wow.
If you ask me.
Wow. We are going to have some more depth side when we leave
really?
The studio. Yeah. I disagree with that. See, but Mila Kunis is down with like internet dating and all that crap that you love. So I can see why you're down with her.
I just think she's much prettier. And she's got a little bit of a body at least.
Yeah.
And
how'd you like visiting that after Macaulay Culkin?
Ooh. I mean, am I going to get stuck with like a syringe that she forgot was glued to her ass or something like that?
No, I'll leave that out. That's
okay.
Probably not.
Ooh, just embarrassing exes. I guess she's going to win that battle because she's now effing Ashton Kutcher.
Why is that embarrassing?
He's a dick.
Yeah?
He's a dick.
He's a dick who was married to Demi Moore.
He's a pretty boy, but he's a moron. Like,
yeah,
you hate him, and you can hate him with a clean conscience.
You can. I actually don't mind him, to be honest. He could be more of an asshole for somebody.
Hate's a strong word. Do I really devote a shred of a thought a day to Ashton Kutcher? No.
Yeah.
But if you show me his picture, I'm just like, yeah, what a dick. Get it out of my face. Whereas Natalie Portman's just married to, like, I feel sorry for her because I feel the dude that knocked her up and they've got the kid. I think they're married now. My mom's obsessed with this notion, and I actually, unlike the whole rape thing, I think she's right on this one. She thinks he's just a real user, and she's a dopey broad at heart.
Huh.
Because he was living with a chick when they met for several years, and pretty much he sees Natalie Portman, goes for it, hits it raw dog, gets her preggers, has like moved in with her within a couple of months. This guy saw an opportunity to climb, and he took it. And that's her take on it, and I can't disagree. I don't devote much thought to it, but you just see what he's done.
I really, like, when I found out about it, I didn't know that whole backstory you just described, but yeah,
yeah,
to me,
just
I was
some
just like,
French piece of crap.
This is that episode of Chappelle's Show where Dave gets Oprah pregnant. It's just like, I won the lottery.
That's all he does. Yeah,
yeah, that's how
Dave
I
was
felt.
Previously married in this context, or living with a woman, and then he's like, screw it, I'll go for broke. And who wouldn't? I mean, I'm not going to damn the guy. It's something everyone would have to go through. It's like, wow, I have a chance to screw a famous girl, and she seems to be going for it pretty hardcore. But all of those actress types who are also smart, like they went to a decent college, because Portman, I believe, was Harvard or Yale. I think Harvard, though.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah. They seem so dumb at life. Like, it's not funny. I could see one of them married to a garbage man who had game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily an accomplishment to, like, graduate from one of those schools. The accomplishment is getting in.
Yeah.
And with someone who has a resume of, I was a child actor.
They'll take anyone.
It's a lot easier.
Say that. Yeah.
Because, I don't know if you remember this, in high school we went to the, like, meeting with the Harvard lady, and she was very upfront.
We did? How many of us? Like, an entire class?
There was, like, four of us. Because there weren't a lot of people who had a chance.
Who, when?
I think it was us. I think Sasha. And I can't remember who the fourth. It might have been Vale. I can't remember.
We met a Harvard lady?
Yeah, these were days where I think your days might be blended together a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of Swiss cheese in that brain of yours from.
Well, it was like depression and cough syrup and yeah. Bong resin. I have zero memory of this. Where did we meet her?
It was the second I met her, I was just disappointed.
Why?
It
she wasn't like, attractive?
No, like she told us, we understand that it's not very hard to get a degree at Harvard.
Oh, okay.
It's the hard part is getting in. We just kind of select based on like who we think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a third are actually like academic
kids, yeah.
And then like the rest is diversity/legacy. So people who don't really like have the they're just there for either diversity or money.
There are only so many Asian kids with cellos, you're telling me.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, they're just like,
because so much.
What they told us is, hey, like 80% of people who apply to Harvard could definitely like do the classwork. There's nothing challenging about it.
I never once got the vibe that once you got into Harvard, anything was different from any other school.
No, well, it's different because like it's pretty hard to get less than a B in any class you take. That's what they tell you. It's just
sounds like a dream world.
That's what it's there for. Like you are supposed to have worked hard in high school in order to like be this elite, and then you never have to like try in college. So, I mean,
sounds like a
paradise. Work, but they feel like you're self-motivated, so they don't have to like be hard on you with grading.
Did she say all this?
She didn't put it in those terms. What she did say, though, is 80% of the applicants could succeed in the academic.
Where did we meet her again? Like a counselor's office?
Some, yeah.
Okay.
Or it was the career services office, I think. I think it was. Wow. Didn't we have a career services office? Something like that.
Yeah. If you put a gun to my head and asked me if that happened, like what you said right now, it might as well been like, remember that time we met the bunny from Donnie Darko?
I literally.
I'd be like, what? Sure.
The only takeaway I have from that meeting was her saying that, where I was like, I can't believe she just admitted that. It basically destroyed the myth for me right there at age 16.
Oh, I knew it was a joke then.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably why you don't remember, because to me, I was like, what? It's not difficult?
Yeah, I never figured Harvard was all that tough. I mean, it's not like you went in and every class was just advanced this, advanced that. I figured you got there and it was the same boring S as any other college.
No, but they have to make sure that the adults can like all get through whose parents paid a lot of money to the school to get them in. I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Screw Natalie Portman. She's riding that Harvard thing pretty hard. Dumb bitch. You get what you deserve.
All right, leave my girl alone. Let me just go back to that.
You and Rich can fight over the jerk off rights to the thoughts of Natalie Portman.
I think, well, I'm not going to go there.
What? Say it.
I was going to say we could share it in our fantasies, but it'd be a little weird. Like
you dream queer.
Thinking like me and Rich.
Both of you, all your thought bubbles connecting.
Yeah.
Naked Natalie Portman inside it. Ugh. Yeah, I don't get the damn fuss over that woman. Anyone with an A cup, get the hell out of here.
What is the proper term? A spit roast? I can't remember.
Yeah, Eiffel Tower. Spit roast.
All right.
Yeah. Same difference.
I shudder to think.
Either one is a classy sexual position that conveys a deep respect in a woman.
And yet, the worst part to me would be sharing that moment with Ridge.
I've really never thought of the logistics of the spit roast, because I've always said, like, if some really hot chick was like, okay, you can hit it, but some other guy's getting the other side, I'd accept. Like, it's
what
not,
if she insisted on the high five between the girls?
I would insist on that.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, good. Just making sure.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it.
If I'm breaking my diet for a cupcake, I want icing. So, I think it would be weird in a variety of ways, don't get me wrong. But first, think, who's actually directing the flow of traffic? Because I would assume it's the guy from behind can still put some force into what he's doing. The guy in the mouth, you're kind of just sitting there taking it as it goes, but you're feeling the other dude's action through it. I'm trying to keep this clean as I can.
Right.
Can't really.
Yeah.
I think that would be gross, first of all. Second of all, you would have the most locked on eye, like your eyes would not move, I would assume, beyond like the middle of her back. And like even if his hands went up to grab her around the waist, you would see those hands and just be like, bleh.
I think
God forbid you look up and actually see the guy doing his thing. I would
have a problem seeing his O face.
Yeah.
I think that would make me limp right there. Not necessarily the fact there's another guy there, it's just more like, I hope I don't make that face.
I wouldn't want any part of it. Like, I would see any part of him, and it would be like in the cartoons when they shoot a hot air balloon, and it's just like, and it flies off into the sunset. That would be me. I would just be like, I'm done. This ain't going to be up for a couple hours, so we'll talk later. I don't know how that came up, but it did.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I think that's my bad. Or my good.
I don't know. I don't know how we got there. I'm trying to remember. It's the same memory that forgets this Harvard meeting I attended right at work.
No, it was
that was the Richie fantasies, I remember.
You were dissing a mutual shared interest of me and Richie and Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'd go there if I could, but if I saw her on the street, I wouldn't look twice.
Wow. Wow. Just, we need to move on. Like, it angers me to hear you say that.
So. I mean, don't you like a woman that has a womanly body in some way, shape, or form? I like skinny, but don't be skinny and then just have little flat hamstring into spine, zero ass. And
yeah, like, could she be a little more voluptuous? Yes, I agree with that. I've never seen any pictures of her during a pregnancy, though. So, you know, maybe she
probably looked
out
the same with, like, a gross alien belly.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yaphet Kotto was like, come on, man, it ain't that bad. And then her stomach exploded. Because I remember that scene verbatim.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that because he's a Jew, too. I just thought you were
I'm just going with John Hurt choking on his spaghetti across the table.
Does it ever, like, make you laugh that Yaphet Kotto's a Jew? Like, he's the first black Jew I ever saw, and then, like, I learned about African Jews actually existing.
Yeah, it's a little funny, I guess. I actually like the dude.
No, he's awesome.
Yeah.
I just think it's super cool that there's, like, a group of Africans who are like, yeah, we're Jewish, and, like, here's the DNA to prove it.
Yeah, and they really prove themselves, actually. Yeah. That's equally crazy. And then there's also just the black dudes who wear, like, they look like Shonuff's henchmen from The Last Dragon. And they're dressed on the, I forget, R Street or something like that. And they have a lot of the Stars of David up on their protest signs. I forget who the hell those guys are.
Yeah, I don't know who those guys are.
Just look up, like, DC Black Jew Star of David. I don't know what you're going to Google, but.
they're not legit.
They look like extras from Mortal Kombat. The way they dress. Like, an old white man would just. His fear of black people taking over would be that we all dressed like this.
And broke into their houses and raped their, like, old wives, yeah.
That was a little much. I was just going for clothing here, but sure.
All right. Well, I was trying to, like, bring it back, so.
I know.
Our original story.
The old gun-toting
fears. Let's
bring
it. What do we got? What do we got on the insanity that you claim?
Me?
Came this morning. You got a phone call that referred to, like, it almost ruined your cannoli, basically.
Yeah, my mom saying that she wanted to call me so that in case the people bringing the mattress into our house raped her, she would be able to just hit send and she could get through to me.
Well, here, let me tell you, like, my view of things. Being a person who is often mistaken for, as you described it, Jorge and Hector.
Yeah.
All right, well, I would say that
serial rapists, what antics will they get into next?
Personally, in that situation, I would be more interested in just, like, running out of the house with your TV. Like, that would be my approach to things.
I wouldn't
do
anything noticeable. I wouldn't do anything noticeable. I would just, I would have a huge stack of iPods and Nintendo DSs if I were a house thief. And I would do it very rarely so that they couldn't just trace this huge swath of theft. And sync it up with my schedule. I do it once a month. Just
opportunistic use of, like, is there any jewelry that just so happens to be out?
Exactly. Yeah. Rape is boring.
And they try to track people down who commit violent crimes. Whereas, like, economic crime, I don't know, man. Like,
well,
that's a lot more work.
You
for
take
what?
A little kid's DS, and he's like, Mommy, my DS is missing. I mean, some people are going to put two and two together, but others might feel bad accusing you.
Yeah.
Because I would just be like, what? Just because I'm Spanish, I stole your DS, kid? Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Why did I do that? And then I'd go home and play Mario 2. The Golden Coins. Whatever the hell the new Mario Brothers game that came out on the 3DS is and looks so damn money. God, I want to play it so badly. Oh, it kills me when they make, like, good platformers that are exclusive to those little dinky screens. I mean, they've gotten better. But damn, oh, that old Game Boy. I once tried to go back and play a couple titles on that thing. How was that legal, that system? What it must have done to young eyeballs.
Oh, right, yeah.
My vision, I'm not saying I could be in the Air Force had I not played a bunch of Game Boy as a kid, but I wouldn't be in these Coke bottles either.
Yeah. Explains why you squint like a Chinaman. I can say that.
Yeah. It does. I mean, I played a lot of that. First of all, the screen was a postage stamp. Maybe a bit bigger, but pretty close. And then the instant you moved, the entire thing blurred. Like an impressionist painting. It was horrible. I don't know what else to say. And everyone loved that damn thing. And you go back and look at that technology compared to your iPhone or whatever you've got. It's painful.
Yeah, no, I'm thankful to have avoided it myself.
It will literally hurt your damn eyes to play a Game Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to, well, we can talk about the party I went to last night. We've got about 16 minutes.
You think that's good? Yeah, I think you got a good yarn.
I got a good yarn, definitely.
We can knock that out, yeah.
Oh,
I think the people need and want to hear.
Oh, one of the rare times I'm social.
And also how you are in fact a great human being. And I mean that in a completely ironic
way. I seek
way.
To entertain the masses both on and off the microphone, sir. I'd like to think I do a fine job of it.
You are pretty consistent both on and off air. I think this story proves that.
Yeah, it does. This is who I am. There's no characterization here. This is just what I do. So last night I was invited out by dude I used to work with, Othello, from JFK. He used to do the CNO show with his co-host Blue Shorts, Chris Lingbach. Yes, right. Blue Shorts. It was Othman and Blue Shorts. And Othello is growing the balls that I've never had, and he is piecing out of the Northern Virginia area to go to L.A. and be a man about it. I maybe youth is part of it. I've got a couple years on Othello, but either way, he invited me over for a send-off. Sorry, you were leaning into the microphone to say something.
I was
going to
say,
trampled you.
He is simply like blazing the trail that you can follow.
I'd like that to happen big time. I want him to go out there, and I'm like the Cuban guy who stayed back when Tony Montana goes to Miami, and I want him writing back in 3 months like, am rich, cocaine, very easy to sell, and I will ride those coattails.
And it's quite an excellent metaphor. And
that's
what I hold in store.
I can be Ernie the Pig or whatever, one of his henchmen. I'm fine with that role in life. So Oates invites me out to his folks' home for a send-off party, I think combined with a birthday party for his mom. And you can tell you like a guy when you get to the house and it's just massive. Like, this is a palatial estate. And you can tell you like a dude when your first thought is like, good for him and not F this mother effer. I hate him. I didn't know he came from money. My first thought was like, good for Oates living in such a bitchin' palace like this.
Maybe he really is like Tony Montana. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, it was great place. I can't go on enough about how awesome it was. It's like you drive through the neighborhood and it's like mansion, crap house, crap house, crap house. And by crap, I mean like a house I would still sell a left nut for.
Yeah.
It's like multiple levels, just small by comparison.
Right.
And I thought we had kind of run out of mansions. And I'm like, oh, I guess he doesn't live in like that big a place. And we pull up to the corner and it's a mansion.
Like, they clearly knocked down 4 poor people's houses for this.
Yeah, this is very compoundy.
Right.
You could lead a cult out of this house, no problem. Nice. Modify AKs, scare away the ATF. You could do all that. And I show up, and it's a nice time. The house is packed. There's loud music. There's lots of food, lots of booze. Othello's Moroccan, so I feel right at home, like, with the old school Greek parties I used to go to with a bunch of hairy, dark people speaking in a language I don't understand. All around me. Also, a bunch of guys from my workplace, my former workplace, JFK. Always good seeing them. So,
sure.
Yeah. Well, no, it is. I mean, saying that. Everyone I liked from the station was there, everyone who was there from the station I liked. We'll put it that way.
All right. Good.
Yeah, exactly. All good people represented. And I'm trying to think about how I went through the night. I pounded a couple of beers immediately, so I'd be social. Because
what kind of beers?
Ooh, I brought a case of Miller Lite.
All right.
Which tasted really putrid for some reason.
I hate Miller Lite, but
Miller Lite I usually enjoy. This was a horrible batch. And I drank, I think maybe my third beer was a Yingling.
Okay.
And that was somewhat better, but maybe something was just screwed up with my palate. I don't know.
That happens too. Beer tastes a little weird if you got a little congestion, so
I don't know what was going on, but it all tasted pretty bad. Yingling being a lot better than the Miller.
Okay.
But I wanted to socialize and actually not be my usual quiet watching people self. And I'm a great drunk.
I'm
just going to put that out there. I'm a great drunk. I have a couple beers and I'm just very social and quick-witted. I have a couple more. I'm probably making out with some skeevy chick, but
or dry humping somebody's pet on the couch. Yeah.
Are we talking? Oh, who did I do that to?
I'm just making up lies about you at this point.
I thought you were there the time I red rocketed a dog in front of everyone.
It doesn't surprise me.
Not to completion, but this dog kept jumping on everyone with a boner. I was like, well, you know, if two can play this game.
Yeah.
And the owner was just aghast. I remember leaving like 10 minutes later.
He started it.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought I was being friendly. No one else is taking care of the dog. If the dog's running around the front door with his leash in his mouth, he'd walk it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be a civil man there. But I don't know if I ever get, like, whenever I'm blackout drunk, I don't do anything particularly bad. I just hear that I, like, screwed around with girls or whatever that I don't remember tonguing.
Yeah, there's that. You might say a couple offensive things that you probably would have said, like, when you were sober. So.
Under my breath.
Yeah.
That's about it. So I was alone, so I didn't want to get S-faced. I certainly don't need a DUI at this point in my life. So I tried to hover, like, kick in party with, like, 2-3 beers immediately, and then you do a beer an hour after that to maintain.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I probably had, like, a sixer by the end of the night. It was not me S-faced, but I was just operating in a comfortable place. I was
doing the zone
with my friends. Yeah, I was in a happy place. I was socializing with friends. A couple of girls were there. You know, you're chatty.
What kind of music was playing?
Ooh, we had a variety. There's a lot of, like, Spanish and Middle Eastern music inside. And then outside we might not have had music, actually. So there's a mix of, like, Backstreet Boys and things like that.
Oh, no heavy bass? See, I'm just imagining this in my head. There's just bass going in the background.
No, and, like, belly dancers and shisha and stuff like that.
No, I was just thinking about, like, kind of more of a hip-hop scene. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like you'd just be...
I think left to his own devices that Othello would have had that music going, but this was a combined birthday party with Mom. So you're not getting too... too funky with it to sound as white as possible.
Okay. So you set the mood pretty well there.
Everyone was having a good time.
About a six-pack in. Half a 12-er.
So. Yeah, exactly. And there's a couple of girls who are in a flirty mood. One of them, actually, this might shock you, at least was talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, talking to other people, too. But I got a shred of interest.
You have a charm with the ladies. Like, the ones who like you really like you.
I got my moments, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got asked, though. This is actually how I could tell I had a chance, and then it disappeared like that. I was asked very quickly on, do you have a girlfriend? And it's one of those deals where if you've been getting laid a lot with your girlfriend, it's like, yes, I do. Sorry. But it's been a bit of a dry spell for me with the missus, couple of weeks. So it's one of the, at that point, you answer the question like, I guess I do. Yeah. And she's just like, really? I'm like, yeah, I got a girlfriend. And at that point, attention shifts elsewhere. Which is fine by me. Nothing much I could have done in that situation, but who doesn't like attention? Who doesn't like knowing someone was feeling it?
It would have been nice if it had been the kind of person who was all the more willing to flirt with you because they believe that, like, hey, this is safe.
I'm a toothless threat at the end of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Loud bark, no bite.
That's not what happened, though, is it?
No, this was, I believe, someone looking to get screwed because the instant I said... I got a girlfriend. She was gone. I was like, wow, okay. And I went back to eating these delicious tiny meatballs.
But oh, nice.
I, because she had kind of come into my field of vision as well as her friend, I just, one of the ways my ADD brain works, if I have interacted with you in any way whatsoever at a party, and even like if I've just seen you, I've looked at you, I notice who's flirting with who. I notice who's coupled up. I can read all the groups in a room, and for whatever reason, because I can't focus on anything too much, but I can lightly focus on a million things at once, I just know where everyone is at a party. It's just one of these weird things. So if people I've never even talked to at the party leave, I'm just like, where's red shirt and pink skirt? I just know these things in my head. Yeah.
See, because you are, you can be kind of, you're highly observant in these situations, I've noticed. So, like, I tend to circulate whenever we go to these kind of events together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back for you, come back to you basically for, like, reconnaissance information.
Yeah,
like,
I, hey, it's just.
Tell me about this girl.
Exactly. I love just people watching. So, a party, yeah. I'm cataloging immediately. Just everyone's in my head. I'm like, you're talking to him. You're probably going to bang that one. You two are already taken, but it's on the rocks. And there's just a lot of that going on
really
in my
is.
Head.
Yeah,
I know a lot of how a night's going to play out. So when a girl asks me, do I have a girlfriend? And the yes earns an immediate like, ah, damn it, and a walk away. Someone's probably going to do something with that. Someone's going to answer why. No, no, I don't.
And hopefully it's one of your friends at the end of the night.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And spoiler alert, maybe something happened with someone I knew from the station a little later in the evening. And maybe that was kind of the highlight of the party. Because I'm not tooting my own horn, but I am. I realize she had kind of been talking with me and a couple other, two other friends.
Oh, going between three friends, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. She's, and that was just her comfort zone. I guess she felt cool talking with radio people. She had a background in radio as well, so whatever. That's what, she wanted to talk shop a little bit, or she just liked the radio people. I don't know. But about, no, what were you going to say?
I just, like, I love the oxymoron that is radio professionalism, because it's just like, three dudes who all worked at the same station, just like, hey, which of us gets to bang this girl later?
There's, I mean, at a guy talk station, there's being good on air. That's professionalism. And just yeah. So many people are just, I would say bad people off mic, but just
some
very,
of them are.
Well, some, yeah. But they're very, I guess you wouldn't say they're professional in the sense of like an office building.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you how many times a guy nails a segment, just does it so well. You give the point to say the mics are off. He's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I have to drop a deuce, and just runs out of the studio. And he's like screaming as you're in his rear view, like, knock on the door if it's like 30 seconds till break's over. And to me, that's professional, because he did a great job on air. You would have never thought this guy is clenching in a dump. That's radio professionalism. I don't know many jobs, like, you do law. I don't know many lawyers that get the not guilty verdict they wanted, and their client comes up and hugs them. It's like, don't squeeze me too hard. I got to take a crap, mother effer. That's just a different world.
Well, no, but we're highly unethical in many instances. Like, the number of, I've talked to people who, like, see lawyers that show up hungover.
I was going to say, from what I've gathered, a lot of lawyers drink pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, some of them just give up. They wear the same suit every day. They never clean it, so you can smell the alcohol on them. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe not as much in, like, Fairfax, but, like, you go to the rural places, for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, you're that just is disgusting. So the night goes on, and I'm like, where is friend number one? Where is girl? And I go through the catalog of events, the little stop-motion tape, the 7-Eleven security surveillance film in my head, and I'm like, they have been missing from the premises for about 10 minutes now. I'm thinking maybe they're hooking up somewhere. So with this in mind, I've got that on the back burner, and I wander inside to take a leak, and I notice the bathroom door is locked all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
And I'm just standing there for a minute, and it's still locked. And I'm like, I don't think anyone's dropping a party deuce. And you would have been done with a piss by now. And then the light bulb goes off.
Oh.
And I'm like, I guarantee you this dude, because he's a young guy. He's a young buck. I can't fault his enthusiasm.
I'm like, in the party bathroom.
I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't you find an upstairs one or downstairs one? Like, it's so much easier. You wander off. No one's going to bother you. But you've...
This is the beeline that everybody's making.
You're befouling a bathroom that, like, people are going in and out of every 30 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
What's worse, the window to that bathroom faces right out onto the deck that all the young guys are partying on. Like, we can look right in the crapper if we want to be voyeurs about it. So I walk back out. And being the scientific sort I am, I go, hey, let's test the hypothesis. People, if you will stick your face to the window, I think you might see some screwing going down. And I pan over myself, and I just see a head that's kind of like facing the window with the toilet's actually perpendicular to the window. So you should be seeing a profile.
Of both people?
Well, just one person if they're sitting on the bowl. Like just the side of a face.
Okay.
And instead, you're getting, like, a portrait view of the top of someone's head going up and down. And I'm like, wow, someone really was porking in there. And it was the parties I thought it might be, which then made things a little awkward for the rest of the night.
Did she see y'all?
I think her friend might have run to warn her that everyone knew what was up all of a sudden. Which
Wait, so, like, after they were done.
After there, I mean, this went on easily 15 minutes because
whoa,
it got
wait.
To a point where I pissed in a bush in his neighbor's yard. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Wait, so tell me the setup. Like, it was all you just lined up, like, looking into the window at the same time, or you had to, like, take turns peeking?
It was probably, like, 5 to 8 people could put their faces against it at once. And that ended things pretty quickly. But that bathroom had been locked up easily 15 minutes at that point.
Okay.
And it made for a very weird kind of vibe for the rest of the night because the girl was aghast, which maybe don't have sex at a party if that's kind of something you're afraid of.
Yeah,
like, you need to come out and scream, like, spring bake 03, yeah, baby, if you're getting banged out. In a crap.
You gotta own it. I think, yeah, like, don't do it unless you're willing to own it, I suppose.
If
I understand
you're going to come out, yeah, like Princess Di all of a sudden, maybe don't get banged in a turlet at a party. And what's worse, it's like one of the dudes there, I think, had already had a thing with her, and they might have still been keeping in touch.
Oh,
so I don't even.
Drama. Oh, that's why she was pissed.
Well, maybe that's, yeah, she got either caught or she was doing it to get his attention. It was a CF, man.
Meh.
And, I mean, it was funny for the most part, and it was something to talk about. I don't think I've ever been at a party where some public banging was so caught before.
Yeah, like, that's, you got to be careful when you're not on home turf. I mean, that's definitely like, oh, there's a window. At least that's the party right above us. Who knew?
Yeah, it wasn't like a hard thing to figure either. You walked in from the deck, made a turn 2 feet in, and the bathroom's right there. I mean,
the same part of your brain, though, that's impaired enough to say, let's have sex in the bathroom that everybody else is using.
Yeah.
Is probably the same part of the brain that doesn't realize that's the deck we were just on.
I don't know. I don't know. If you're going to fool around at a party, get to a basement. Get to a private master bedroom crapper, because then you've at least got the embarrassment of just someone who's, it's their house probably, knocking on the door. You're not going to get an audience.
So even just like going into the parking lot where everybody's cars are and just like banging
take it to
one
your car.
Out there. Like that's,
all.
That's fair that's fair territory.
I think by the end of the night, we all had a laugh. Hopefully no one's feelings were hurt overall.
They better learn to laugh about that. That's one.
It was silly.
Maybe not to. Right home to the grandkids about, but you know, like that's one her and her posse have to like look back on in a couple years and joke about.
I hope the girl doesn't take it too personally. I hope my friends who are both now wiener cousins, as it was explained on an episode of Scrubs, I believe. I hope the wiener cousins shake it out and they're cool with it. Their wiener cousinhood. But I just wanted to relay that story. I thought it was funny that I saw some public banging.
I think that's ultimately why we're all hanging out at these drinking parties to begin with, isn't it?
Well,
good for them, that's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things you really hope is happening a lot at them, and it doesn't all that often.
Yeah.
So it's cool when it does, man. All of you are doing the Lord's work by doing that. People screwing at sex, and the rest of us got a show and a chuckle. Howard, that is the cue that Papa's Basement is wrapping up. I want to thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure.
And I want to also, before I head out, wish again Othello well on his trip out west. Thanks again for having me out, buddy, last night.
Yeah, and we'll see you out in L.A., Holmes.
Yeah, we'll probably bug him in a couple months. I hope I'll be heading out that way, maybe October for a quick visit. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. The show's website's in papasbasement.com. That's got links to my Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement. My name's John Papagiorgio. It's also got the iTunes subscription link, which I heartily encourage you to click on because that will bring all the episodes of this fine show right to your iPod. We got facebook.com/papasbasement. I think that's it for the plugs. So until next Saturday, when I think we might be doing this live again, the streak continues. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.